charter schools were the darlings of the Bloomberg administration, now they face a more skeptical Mayor de Blasio, who finds himself in an awkward position. He could support his political allies in a legal fight to block dozens of the privately managed public schools, or he could allow the schools to open for thousands of children expecting to attend this fall. Either way, WNYC's Beth Furtick reports, he has to decide fast.
Ask the fifth graders at Girls Prep Charter School in the Bronx where they're going to middle school next fall, and you'll hear all about their new school.
It's big.
The paper.
Yeah, but I saw it.
10-year-olds Genesis Maldonado and Angeli Klevaskin know what the new principal is planning.
She's gonna, like, have sports team, and we don't have that, like, in our school, and we want that for, like, next year.
School leaders say 70 of the 75 fifth graders at Girls Prep have chosen to go to the charter's new middle school. But that might not happen. There are lawsuits to stop Girls Prep and dozens of other schools from opening in the fall inside existing school buildings.
We're a public school.
Martha Zorno is principal of the new Girls Prep Middle School, which is supposed to open in a building with two other schools. Zorno has already met with those principals and believes they can all get along.
I don't think we're some glitzy, rich, private school that's eating public space. We're another option for public school families who are looking for something different.
Families who, she says, are now in a bind because they've missed the deadline to apply to other middle schools. Raphael Lois has a fifth-grade daughter and says he isn't even interested in other schools.
Pretty much there's nothing else that I could give her with the same type of education.
Parents and charter leaders have been speaking out lately because they're so alarmed by the lawsuits. They were brought by the teachers' union and powerful elected officials, including Council Speaker Melissa Mark Viverito, an ally of de Blasio. A total of 28 charters are now in limbo, plus about 20 regular schools that are supposed to share space with existing schools.
We're reviewing them.
Mayor de Blasio told WNYC's Brian Lehr he hasn't made any decisions.
We're going to look at what we think of the overall situation and the individual schools involved, and then we'll come back with some answers.
The lawsuits put de Blasio in an awkward position. He's sharply criticized the former mayor for not involving parents enough in decisions about sharing school buildings. But the schools in the lawsuits were approved last year, before he took office. And that's a big reason why they're being challenged.
We are suing to stop it because it was a political stunt.
Fred Baptiste is a member of the Panel for Educational Policy, which approved the co-locations last year. But Baptiste argued for a delay.
And I said we should probably give the new administration a chance to look it over. And as a matter of fact, give parents and communities time to weigh in on these options as well. That didn't happen. And obviously because I think there was an agenda to make sure that these went forward and the wheels were turning.
Baptiste also happens to have a daughter who attends one of the schools where a new charter is scheduled to open this fall. 8-year-old Ariana goes to PS 161 in Crown Heights and says the charter would take over the top two floors, hurting her school.
Because we have two science labs on the fifth floor, and then we have a dance studio there as well, and then there are many classrooms.
I think she said it all.
This is the other big argument in the lawsuits. The plaintiffs claim the schools will be overcrowded and that the city didn't properly take that into account. The elementary school that's supposed to open inside Ariana's building is a Success Academy charter school. 13 of the 28 charters named by the lawsuits are part of this growing network run by Eva Moskowitz. But she says parents want her schools, and she questions de Blasio's agenda.
He believes that district schools are somehow inherently better than public charter schools. And he's the mayor of all the city.
As mayor, de Blasio is facing some tough decisions over what's more fair, allowing new schools to open as promised or halting them to protect existing schools. Either way, he has to act fast because the new school year isn't so far away. For WNYC, I'm Beth Furtick.